has a big old clump of brown berries up on top in the fall, and the leaves will be red or yellow, and they'll stay on.
Huckleberry?
No, this is a bigger than huckleberry. The birds and the deer will eat it, probably. The bush will grow maybe 6-7 feet tall.
Oh, buckeye?
What's that?
That's a poison weed. It has a bald seed about that big, and they're brown, flat kind of one.
Is that the same as shoemake?
No. No, a shoemake is small with a... grows up and the seed about, oh, some of them that long.
Mm-hmm.
They turn red.
Mm-hmm. They're pretty, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
How about that vine that'll make you itch, the one with the three leaves?
Hardened oak.
Uh-huh.
We have lots that are in here.
Does that bother you?
All of them grandbabies, they go down the pasture, they get it on the scratch. Wife will get soda and put on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's the best thing yet.
They'll get it, huh?
Yeah.
I never had any luck with that. When I was a kid, I was always scratching from that stuff.
Well, you just get you some soda next time. And just put on kind of dampness so it'll stick.
That's what you do for a bee sting or a wasp sting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have wasps around here?
Wasps?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was telling you about.
Yeah. How about hornets?
Yeah, we got... No, they further up on Bogey, a lot of them. There's none around here.
Uh-huh. What are they? Are they black, or...?
Yeah, they are kind of a half-sister to a bumblebee.
Yeah.
But near as large as a bumblebee, and short.
Uh-huh.
But they can short and knock you.
Uh-huh. I asked you about wasps. I wanted to ask you about hornets and see if you had those too. I don't like any of them. Wasps,
no,
hornets, a whole bunch. Bumblebees I don't care for either. I ran into a big one the other day. He was on the road and I was driving along and he just hit that windshield crack and flopped over on his back and just lay there on the hood and twitched.
I was building fence back over there one time. There was a brush pile there. Small one, so I just gave it a kick, and when I did, boy, they began to pop it to me. Down to the thicket I went.
Oh, you mentioned a thicket. Is that brush or is that trees or?
No, it's a underbrush. You call it small.
Just thick brush.
Yeah.
Do you have any special term for a group of open trees out in a group of trees out in open country?
No.
How about land where you'll find scrubby oak?
Well, I don't know. It just said scrub.
Yeah.
Scrub timber.
Have you ever heard that called shinry?
Might
find that out in western Oklahoma. I wondered if it had spread this far, or if it was a...
Oh, yeah, you'll find that. A lot of these old fields growed up, you know. It's a lot of time it's, they call it post oak flat. That's where the old trees died, and they've come up sprouts from the roots, and they just get... Boy, you can't do nothing to them.
A lot of quail in there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of snakes too, I imagine.
I don't like those.
They get in there to catch those birds.
Mm-hmm. How about snakes around here?
Oh, boy, up to them. But I haven't seen but one or two this year.